In a cookie-cutter office park of single-story buildings off Maple Road in Amherst, Buffalo Automation Group's founders, Thiru Vikram and Alexander Zhitalzaev, are developing self-navigating technology for ships. Zhitalzaev says it's funny. They're both passionate about robotics, but they don't have a background in boating.
The interest in robotics makes boating itself a really interesting technical challenge for us, because with a self-driving car, you have a vehicle that's going in a straight path. It's a level road most of the time. When you're on a boat, you have unique challenges where you have pitch, yaw, and it's quite interesting to try to tackle these challenges.
Vikram says typical autopilots work by waypoint navigation and are unable to see other ships and maneuver out of the way when necessary.
Our system is able to see obstacles and then take corrective action before ever having to collide.
And he says it eliminates the chance of human error.
Our vision is for the system to have a voice-activated Siri type of functionality where you say, you know, automate, take me to Toronto. And the boat undocks, takes you to Toronto, and when you're there, it tells you you're there. And along the way, you can do whatever you want. It doesn't matter because it's going to take care of everything else.
At this point, Buffalo Automation Group is not looking to lure in recreational boaters. Zhitalzaev says compared to the cost of a small boat, Automate is expensive, and the technology would take the fun out of pleasure boating.
But there's a lot of commercial vessels that are extremely viable for this type of technology, and when you have larger scale boats, it actually makes a lot of sense in terms of insurance costs, in terms of early obstacle avoidance, early detection.
Vikram says the system will make the water safer because technology will always handle things like bad weather better than a human would. He says 80% of maritime accidents in the U.S. are caused by human error.
People, you know, they're standing watch, but they get bored or under long hours, especially in the maritime space. You don't wake up when the sun, you know, there's a very different cycle. They sleep for 6 hours, they work for 6 hours. So it's not your regular day. It's a very tedious, tiresome job. And the system doesn't need sleep. It doesn't need anything. It never gets bored. And it always works as long as the chip is functioning. And so that 80% human error rate is going to go down because humans will be playing a smaller role.
The company was a semi-finalist in the 43 North competition last year and has also won UB's Henry Panashi Technology Entrepreneurship Competition and the New York Business Plan Competition's Information Technology Software Award. Instead of going after single customers, Vikram says they're working with local lake freighter companies.
That's very advantageous for what we're doing because we have a single point of contact that gives us access to the entire organization's data. So we can put different types of sensors on an entire fleet as opposed to individual boats.
As they expect to conduct beta tests on a 750-foot-long dry bulk ship by December.
As long as you have an indicator, being a sign or just a rotating light, just saying that this is an autonomous vehicle, this is something that is currently allowed by the Coast Guard, and we're able to do our testing in that way as long as we're safe from everybody else. And this will allow us to gather as much data as we need.
Vikram says he believes someday there will be completely autonomous unmanned cargo ships.
We have this saying, you know, anything that's not inherently creative can be automated. So we think of a world where, you know, all these things that are boring and something you don't want to do, just done for you. And if you look at the maritime industry, I can think of, you know, goods and cargo and the world supply chain just moving itself. You know, we spend our time doing creative, exciting, great things. And we don't have to worry about, you know, the world just takes care of itself, basically.
Zhitalzaev says it's just a natural progression of where technology is heading, and he's glad Buffalo Automation Group is spearheading it in the marine industry. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.